All right, so we're diving into STEM Titans Camp today.
Okay.
And specifically, their Makerzoid Madness module.
Sounds fun.
You sent over some fascinating stuff on this program.
I did.
It's all about inventing inventors, right?
Yeah.
And we're looking at how they use these Makerzoid kits to get kids into robotics and engineering.
Exactly.
What initially piqued your interest? What stood out?
Well, the structure of this module is what really grabbed me.
Oh, okay.
It's not like they're just giving these kids a box of robot parts and being like, all right, go figure it out.
Uh-huh, right.
There's a clear thought process behind the learning, and they're guiding both the kids and the facilitators.
So it's structured, which is great for anyone who's ever looked at a box of parts and felt that wave of overwhelm.
For sure.
But what's the goal here? What do they want the kids to walk away with?
So the module really centers around the Makerzoid robotics kit.
Okay.
And their app, which uses this drag and drop coding.
I see.
To make it super user friendly.
Right.
But it's more than just knowing how to build a robot.
Right.
They're trying to get kids to understand some key STEM concepts.
Like what?
Like forces, motion, and energy transfer.
Okay.
But they also want to grow those softer skills.
Okay.
Like creative problem solving.
Gosh, yes.
And collaboration.
So sneaky learning disguised as robot fun.
Exactly.
I can definitely get on board with that.
Yeah.
So looking at this master schedule,
yeah,
it looks like they've got daily plans all mapped out.
They do.
Even including things like SEL activities and brain breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that common in STEM education programs these days?
It actually is becoming more common.
Really?
Yeah, they're realizing learning isn't just about academics.
Right.
It's about the whole child.
That makes sense.
You know, helping kids understand their emotions,
mm-hmm.
manage them, build relationships,
yeah.
make good decisions. Uh-huh. All that can really affect how well they learn.
Right, like setting them up for success on all fronts.
Exactly.
Now, this housekeeping section.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty in-depth.
It is.
Covers everything from setting up the workspace to buying materials.
Right.
Even how to access tech support.
Mm.
It's very thorough.
It is, and it shows they really thought about the little things.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like, they specifically suggest sorting Makerzoid pieces by color before you start any builds. It sounds basic.
Yeah.
But it can save so much time and frustration.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Right?
Why has no one told me that before?
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you how many times I've had to demolish a whole Lego creation just to find one tiny piece.
Yeah, it happened.
Color coding the parts.
Yeah.
That's genius.
It really is. And sometimes it's these small details
uh-huh.
that make the biggest difference in hands-on learning.
I agree.
And speaking of details, they don't skimp on guidance for the facilitators either.
Okay.
They give step-by-step instructions for everything.
Like what?
From how to divide kids into groups to training them on the routine stuff,
okay.
like how to charge their devices.
Wow, so they're really holding the facilitator's hands through this whole thing.
Pretty much, yeah. And I imagine that's especially helpful for people who are new to teaching STEM.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what about the Makerzoid app and the building itself?
Yeah.
What's the learning curve like there?
They take a gentle approach.
Okay.
The first session has them build a simple thing step by step using the app as a guide.
Got it.
And they even teach them how to zoom in on the app. For close-ups of those really small parts, which I think is great.
It's like they're anticipating those moments where someone gets frustrated.
Yeah.
And building in the solutions right from the start.
Exactly.
Smart.
Yeah.
So they build a contraption, and then what?
Then they pair it with a tablet.
Okay.
So they get that instant connection to technology.
Got it.
Then in the next few sessions, they introduce electric controls and coding.
Okay.
It's a gradual progression,
okay.
starting with virtual joysticks
yeah.
and then moving on to actual coding.
So it's not just robots moving around mindlessly.
No.
They're actually learning to control them with code.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Right.
What kind of coding language do they use?
They use a visual one.
Okay.
Similar to Scratch.
Okay.
Which is really popular for getting kids into coding.
I've heard of that.
It's all drag and drop blocks
mm-hmm.
representing different commands. So it's more like solving a puzzle
yeah.
than writing out lines of code.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
I was picturing them trying to teach 8-year-olds Python or something.
Uh-huh, no.
So it sounds like they've really gone all out.
Definitely.
To make this module accessible and engaging.
Yeah.
For both the kids and the people running the show.
Absolutely.
We've talked a lot about the specifics of this module.
We have.
But I'm curious about the bigger picture.
Okay.
What kind of impact does this type of hands-on STEM learning actually have?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
We tend to think of STEM education as something that happens in schools.
Right. Textbooks and labs.
Exactly. But initiatives like this prove that STEM learning can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
After school programs, summer camps, even at home.
That's a good point.
And that's important because it makes STEM accessible to more people.
So it's not just about creating a bunch of future scientists and engineers.
Right. It's about giving everyone the skills they need to navigate a world that's increasingly tech-driven.
Exactly.
And it's about fostering certain ways of thinking.
Like what?
Curiosity, problem-solving, innovation.
Okay.
Skills that are useful in any field, not just STEM fields. Plus, there's the added bonus of sparking a lifelong love of learning.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, when kids experience the joy of making something with their own hands, of seeing their code actually work, it's incredibly motivating.
It's like they're not just learning, they're discovering.
Right.
They're becoming makers and creators.
Exactly.
That's powerful stuff.
It is.
But let's be realistic for a second.
Okay.
There are always challenges when you try to implement new educational programs.
True.
What are some potential hurdles that people running this module might face? Well, I imagine one challenge is managing all the different learning styles and paces.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids might just fly through the building and coding,
while
others might need a little more time and support.
Absolutely.
How does the module deal with that?
Well, they've built in some flexibility.
Okay.
With those brain breaks and SEL activities we talked about, it gives facilitators a chance to work one-on-one or with smaller groups who might need that extra help.
That makes sense.
Plus, the instructions are very step-by-step.
Right.
And the app is so visual that it makes it easier for kids to go at their own speed.
So it's adaptable. So all in all, it sounds like this Makerzoid Madness module takes a pretty well-rounded approach to STEM education.
It does.
It's structured. It's engaging.
Yeah.
And it encourages both technical and creative skills.
Oh, I agree.
If someone was thinking about using this program, what would you say is the most important thing to remember?
Don't forget the fun.
The fun.
Yeah. Yes, there are goals and structured activities.
Right.
But at its core, this is about making kids excited.
Okay.
About sparking that wonder.
I see.
Let them experiment.
Yeah.
Let them explore. Let them make mistakes.
Because that's how we learn.
That's where the real learning happens.
It's about bringing back that sense of play and discovery.
Yeah.
Which is so important for any kind of learning.
Absolutely.
Especially STEM.
I agree.
So for all the educators and parents listening who are looking for ways to get kids into STEM, this Makerzoid Madness module seems like a really solid option.
It is. It's a great example of making STEM learning accessible, engaging, and fun.
And who knows? Maybe we'll see some of these kids with their own patents and inventions someday.
You never know.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Thanks for exploring this module with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
It's exciting to think about the impact this could have on the next generation of innovators.
It is.
And to our listeners.
Yes.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep diving deep into the world of knowledge.
That's what it's all about.